What's up, everyone? This is Angelo coming at you with episode 238 of Spinning Thoughts. Our guests this week are Calling All Captains, and they are friends of this show. We love Calling All Captains here at Spinning Thoughts, and our very own Dan Boyer went out to talk to them at one of their shows that they were playing recently at the back end of October with openers Sudden Waves. And from talking to Dan about this experience, he was telling me that it felt like he was just talking to some friends, hanging out with the homies. And that is something that I love about Dan and the contributions that he brings to Spinning Thoughts. He loves what he does. He loves this community. And you can feel that love and that friendship coming through in the interviews that he does and the content that he provides on our website, thespinningthoughts.com. Calling All Captains has their most recent single that was out in June of this year called Unlike Me. And in 2021, their most recent album, which is slowly getting better, is out there for all of you to enjoy. The band has been doing some shows lately, and from what I can see online, the crowds have been going crazy. So what an awesome opportunity to have Calling All Captains here on Spinning Thoughts. If you like this kind of content, make sure you give it a like, that you are subscribed on whatever platform you're checking this out on, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. The best way that you can support what we do here at Spinning Thoughts is giving a like, being subscribed, telling a friend, and just enjoying your time here with us. You can follow us on all social media at Spin Thoughts. Our website is thespinningthoughts.com. And we have premiere episodes every Thursday at midnight Eastern on Adobe Radio. It's been a crazy 2023. So much new music, so many bands just going to town with everything that they're doing. And I can't wait to see what Calling All Captains and everybody else has going on in 2024. Without any further delay, let's dive into Dan's conversation with the very awesome Calling All Captains.
Hello, hello, Dan Boyer, Canadian contributor for Spinning Thoughts. And I am here with Calling All Captains. What's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's up? We're doing good.
What's up?
It is amazing to see you guys again. We were just saying, I think the last time Spinning Thoughts had an interview with you guys was 4 years ago, the last time you were in Ontario. And I think the one before that was 5 or 6 years ago. So it's been really cool to watch the progression of your band. That first interview, I think you played a venue that was like a 50 cap, maybe a 70 cap, in a, like, you were driving around in a school bus.
That sounds pretty crazy.
Yeah, that sounds
right. And it's like a number of years later, and you have a number of records out. You are with New Damage Records here in Canada. And so I wonder if you guys could talk about the beginnings of the band, perhaps for people that may not have heard our previous interviews or maybe hearing of your band for the first time. Talk about kind of the beginnings of the band, how the band came together. And then I'm interested to know how it is different now.
That's a good way to frame that question. Well, let me just say, I wasn't there at the beginning. I was so close.
in the beginning of the band, I think most of the people on the band right now were like all in separate projects. And when the band first formed, our original singer Mike and I were in a band together before this one, and he went traveling in Australia and was writing some songs there and had sent them to me. And I was like, man, these songs sound great. When you get back, we have to record these. And sure enough, that's, you know, when he got back, that's what we did. And we had a game plan and recorded some music and some videos. And we found the extra members we needed on Kijiji. At the time, we had a different drummer. But when we played our first show, I think Luke came to the first show.
I was there. I was there at the first show. Yeah. And I was like, okay, boys, you know, you said you got a great sound, but, you know, I think you guys need a new drummer. You should let me play. Let me audition. And I went to it. I was like, you should let me do it.
Yeah. And then I came to a show and I saw Luke play.
No, that's not how it happened.
And I said, hey, boys, you're all right, but you could use a new drummer.
No. But yeah, I remember the fellas coming over, and I learned one of their songs, their big single at the time.
As a drummer?
As a drummer. As a drummer, of course. And so playing with a new drummer must have been really weird for the fellas, but, like, I just straight up, I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then, like, just played the song because I practiced really hard to make sure that I could nail it for them. And after that, they're like, yeah, you know what, like, sounds great, you know, like, let's do it. Then after that, we filmed a video for a cover that we did that's still alive on Bandcamp.
Royals.
Oh wow, yeah.
Our most requested song.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Wow. We took the music video down. It was so dodgy. I was wearing weird ass outfit. But yeah, we just kind of kept going like that, and my best friend growing up was Connor. And wasn't.
What are we now then?
Well,
we're not best friends.
You're my brother.
No, yeah, we're two brothers.
You're my brother, yes. Forever. Yes. But yeah, Connor and I, we would play music. We jammed together. We were just guitar players, right? But my mom got me a drum set. And so we were in an old band. So, like, him and I played music together. We've played shows together. So I was like, Connor, I joined this new band. You got to come join. You know, like, we need a second guitar player. Our singer, he played guitar at the time and sang. And he's like, he just wants to sing. You know, like, you can come on the tour, you could play guitar. And finally, I convinced him. I didn't even convince him, really. It was your dad, wasn't it? That convinced you to come on the big tour.
Yeah, well, I mean, I talked to him and I was like, what do I do? Because I had, like, a really good job offer at that time to, like, move out of the city. And then I had this opportunity. And he was like, you know what? You're young, take the chance. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. And yeah, so I went on the tour like as a fill-in at first, and then, I mean, I think that was a month, at least a month, maybe a month and a half.
At least a month, yeah.
And after that much time on the road, it was like, okay, we'll just keep doing this. So joined the band after that.
Yeah, then we did a big, nice, long couple tours with Chief State in 2017. We did a nice Canada run. And then we ripped out to the UK.
I remember that.
UK, yeah. Yeah. We had a crazy tour. Tim remembers that.
Great times.
Yeah.
Tim wasn't there yet.
Yeah, Tim wasn't
good memory.
He was just a twinkle in our eye.
Yeah, he was literally a twinkle in our eye. Because after that tour, Mike, he said that, you know, he didn't want to be in the band anymore. And
so this is your original singer?
Yes, this is our original singer. And we were like, yeah, you know what? Like, fair. You know?
Actually, it was his idea. He was, when he was departing the band, he was like, I think Luke, because at that point we had Luke do some kind of like backup vocals. Yeah, yeah, and he was like, I think Luke has a really unique voice and you should make him the vocalist. And we auditioned a bunch of other singers, and then we're like, nope, it's gotta be Luke.
Yeah, so, and then I remember I went and recorded Disconnected and Nothing Grows Here. Those two songs were the first ones that we did with me on vocals. And I recorded the drums for those songs, actually. And because we just didn't have a drummer yet.
Right.
And then we had a tour booked. We had, you know, songs planned. And Tim was the drummer that we all looked up to, or at least I did growing up. Because when I was a drummer, I always used to go watch his band play. And I was like, dude, this guy's fucking crazy. I saw him once, like, he grabbed two cymbals, spun them both. They both started to tip over. And then he grabbed them and pulled them back. It was some crazy shit. And we asked him to fill in for a tour. And he was like, yeah, you know what? You know, it sounds
that
like,
was the bait.
That was the bait. Yeah.
Just a fill-in.
And now
just
I'm trapped.
Small fill-in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then after the tour, he was
that's
like,
that's how it goes.
Yeah, yeah, that's how we got Connor.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. 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 The old bait and switch.
Yeah, the old bait and switch.
Gets him every time.
Yeah.
He rolled me into this.
Yeah. But yeah, no, and it's just kind of worked out, you know? And now it's the four of us, and we've been like a really well-oiled machine on the road, and it's like it feels really good. The shows are amazing.
They just seem to be growing. Like every tour seems to be getting a bit bigger,
just a little bit better.
Yeah,
yeah. This is the first tour with multiple sold-out shows all over the place, and like cities we've never played in before that had sold-out shows. So
nice.
It's been very cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, I remember being in Quebec City. I was like, "Who here has heard of us?" And then there's like crickets. Or no, it's like, who here has seen us?
No.
Yeah, who here has seen us before? And it was just like, nobody.
No one.
And I was like, who here has heard of us before? And everyone was like, ah! And I was like, what the hell? Yeah. So it was really, really cool. This whole tour has been like, honestly, it's been what, and me personally, I can speak for myself, it's what I've needed. And I'm sure it's what the fellas have needed too. you know, we've been doing this a long time, and it starts to, I think it's starting to click in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So is it this tour that you're noticing the differences from the early days, or like, what was the thing that made you guys kind of think, wait, like, we're not playing 50 cap venues anymore. Like, this is like, wow, now a record label is interested. Like was there a moment for you guys where you're kind of like, okay, this is getting a little bigger than I had anticipated or had thought?
I think it was when we first released Nerve and it got some playlists and it was our first song to hit a million streams on Spotify. Mm. And it just like eclipsed everything else by far, and we were like, oh shit. And people started to get interested. Yeah. And you know, we were in the works of talking about Nothing Grows Here and had some label interest in that. And yeah, just from that point, it just seemed to hit a exponential trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like the breaking point.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so as you're on this upward trajectory, pandemic hits.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So like, I'm interested to know, how you approached things. You're on this upward trajectory, everything's going awesome, and then suddenly like no artist can tour, for example, right? Like, yeah. You know, it screwed up a lot of things, including the lives of many, many musicians. And so what, like, I remember the big word being pivot for every, like, we're just gonna pivot, you know, businesses would say stuff like that. Like, so what approach did you guys take to keep the momentum on the upswing in the middle of this pandemic?
You know, that's a good question, because it was definitely difficult. Connor and I got our own Sunday show that we had to plan stuff for. That was crazy.
That was when we like really first got into like, we're like, okay, we should start working on the socials.
Yeah, yeah. That was the first, like when the pandemic hit and we couldn't tour anymore, we realized that, you know, it can be taken away at any moment, and we need to find other ways to grow our band and
create a community still online. Yeah. We started a Discord, which was really cool, where we would like meet with all of our fans and play games, do all sorts of stuff. And then yeah, Luke and I had Espresso Time, which was pretty popular amongst that group of fans.
Yeah, and that was like, I guess it just kind of got us kickstarted on getting our social media back. You know, Brad got into TikTok and Instagram Reels. And
yes.
Like, we both have, not we both, but we all have really tried to just make that a really big focal point for us now. Because, like, these tours have only been getting way better because of our reach now on social media.
Yes. You know? And actually, it's a really good segue right into my next question, which was centered around social media, because I, as you know, not only a fan, obviously, but you know, I mean, we've known, like, I consider you guys to be friends at this point, having known you for, you know, 6 years or whatever it is, even though you live halfway across the across the country. But one of the things I've noticed, and just personally been like, these guys, this is what these guys deserve, right, is the growth in your social media. And so what I'm hearing is the pandemic was kind of the flashpoint for more investment in your social media, and now you're seeing like the results of that, the positive results of that in terms of people coming to shows, people buying records, etc.
We had to pivot.
Yes.
We had to pivot.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so did you just self-teach yourself all of that stuff around social media? How to utilize it well?
Yeah, basically. Like, I remember when TikTok was first blowing up and I went to the boys and I was like, guys, like, this is like the start of Facebook. Like, if you were at the start of Facebook and you put in the work in the beginning, you can build a community in it and it'll be worth something. And you know, we were like, and I was like, this TikTok is the next thing and it's here now. And like, this is the perfect opportunity. Like, let's do it. And I remember we, we posted like 10 videos in the first couple weeks, and it got no reach and nothing happened, and we didn't really understand how to use the app yet, and it was very slow and like disheartening in the beginning. But we took a little break from it, and then I kind of like took it upon myself, was like, I'm gonna keep going with this and just like hammer through it and just see how far we could take it. And so yeah, it was just trial by error. Mm-hmm. And we just kept trying stuff until something worked, and we got some traction, and we got our first few viral videos, and kind of learned some tricks about how to make things pop on it, and just never looked back.
Yeah, it sounds like you kind of learn as you go. So you pick up one kind of approach or whatever, and then that may lead to another one, et cetera, et cetera. Would that be a fair characterization?
Yeah, exactly. And like they update the app all the time, and the stuff that used to work no longer works, and you got to relearn something new and stuff. So it changes all the time, but we've been very fortunate to have some videos go viral and get a bunch of fans out of it. Yeah.
Because you're dealing with the algorithms of all these things, and you have to, I would think, be kind of pretty agile to adjust as the algorithms adjust. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
Right. But again, what we're seeing is that it's paying dividends. The shows are getting bigger. This tour you guys have said is pretty much the biggest one, which is amazing. It's amazing. But then there's the other side of it, right? Is the longer that you're out on the road, the more you're away from your family or your friends or your partner or, you know, your own personal life. And I've always held, over the years, you know, I mean, as you guys know, I've been doing interviews like this, you know, at different points over the last kind of 20 plus years, and have watched this exact scenario, right, of a band begin that upward trajectory, but then as you're moving upward and things are going like the way you want them to go for the band, it creates these other challenges that you didn't necessarily anticipate at first, right? And so the question around that becomes, what are the things you've had to do? What are the things you've had to learn to negotiate this balance between like living your passion of being professional musicians and yet also actually having personal lives?
You know, that's probably one of the biggest things that I talk about and like me, to be honest. It's like that song is so layered and so many of different emotions that I was feeling at the time, and it's like this stuff that we do, it's kind of playing music and going on the road, going on tour, wanting to play bigger shows, it seems so selfish sometimes, you know, like we're really like, I'm good at one thing. I'm really, really good at writing tunes and like just playing shows, being an entertainer. Like I do dancing with my own culture. Mm-hmm, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing.
Like, I've just lived on the stage my whole life. And like every time that I'm stuck in an office or a job, it's like gives me migraines. It gives me headaches. It causes me stress. And it's the only way that I've really been able to support this band life and having a life at home is because I have an amazing mother who just, you know, if I still live at home, I'm the only one of the band members that still live at home with their parents. And it's like that too, rots at my soul sometimes, because I quit jobs often. Every single time this band, or like we need to go on a big tour, there goes the job. You know, I'm just used to it, you know, like it affects my relationships heavily, you know, mm-hmm. just how it goes. And that's just something that I've learned to kind of shoulder on myself, that it's my responsibility to take what sucks about this life and put it into the music and give it to people, and hopefully they can feel something from it as well.
Right.
You know, it seems selfish, but to do want to do this, but I just want to make people happy.
Absolutely. Know, at the end of the day, absolutely.
Like, if you come out to a CSG show, I hope you get a genuine laugh at some point in the set, because I love joking around. I love making people laugh and smile.
Yeah,
and
it's just who you are. Absolutely.
That's what makes me happy. And if I could just make a living and do it like that, that's the dream.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to necessarily even play stadiums or do big arenas or stuff like that. I just want to be able to support people back home. You know, it just... how you're able to balance this stuff, it just requires immense support from the people in your lives, and the one thing above all is understanding.
Yeah.
They all have to understand that we just love to do this. We just want this.
Uh-huh.
We can't explain it. You don't have to understand it. You just have to know that that's what we want to do, and you can either love us for it, or you can be spicy about it, but that's not fun,
mm-hmm.
you know? Mm-hmm. So all the people in our lives, they're really good at kind of understanding what we want to do.
I was going to say, what I'm hearing is that there's a lot of support from your friends and family for you to do this, because they have an understanding of how important it is to you.
Yeah.
And then secondly, also, what I was hearing is that the challenges that arise as the band grows, what I'm hearing is that you've actually taken those challenges and channeled them into inform your songwriting, which in turn will more than likely help somebody else who comes across your band because they saw a TikTok, or because their friend saw something and told them about this band, etc.
Maybe we posted a really funny video and they click on the band and they're like, oh, it's an actual band. And then they click on the Spotify and they listen to a song, and then it's like, you know, it's a song for them to kind of digest and listen through. It's, you know, not to say that we write real genuine music or anything like that, but I feel like it's got heart.
It absolutely is relatable.
Well, that's good. You know, like, I just, I hate gassing myself up sometimes, especially on an interview like this, but, like, I just want to make sure that everybody out there has a good time and they come out to a show and they leave with smiles.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's very clear that that is genuine. And that's one of the things that, personally, having watched from the early days and watching this trajectory and watching things grow, my observation is that the fact that your band is genuine, like, you're genuinely who you are, and that it's connected. I think the growth of the band is connected to the fact that you're just genuine individuals, and I would say that's, you know, and I say that having seen the way musicians and bands, the roads that they can go over 20 years, right? The ones that do well are the ones that are, like, just real with everybody. Like, you're just as real here in this moment as you will be with some kid who comes to talk to you tonight.
Oh, absolutely. You know, right? Honest to God.
Like, nobody's going to be fake.
Yeah, when you talk to me, I'm pretty much the same everywhere I go, and that makes a lot of people upset, but that's okay. Yeah, I'm pretty loose with it, as they say.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, but I mean well.
And one of the things that has come with the growth of the band that I referenced briefly earlier is connecting in with New Damage. How does that change things? Like, suddenly, like, your latest record is now on vinyl.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever, in, like, at the beginning of this whole thing, ever think, like, you know what? Like, our records are going to be in, like, vinyl shops across North America, probably in Europe too, right?
Yeah. I got a DM the other day from Eric from Heart Attack Man, and he was, like, in Tennessee, And he pulled out a vinyl in like a Tennessee record store. And he was like, yo, Captain's in the store. Captain's going up. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And I was like, yo, this is crazy. You know, it's like, I'm just... It was always a twinkle in our eyes. You know, we always wished for some bigger success, but you don't expect it.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing is that...
Yeah. I think especially where we're from, it's like... You don't really...
Absolutely.
A lot of bands get signed and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
man. Never mind Tour America.
Like, at least for me, when I started this, I wasn't like... I don't know. I didn't have that much direction. I just wanted to play music.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that it's led to all this stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah, honest to God. Like, I just wanted to play tunes with the fellas. And then we started playing music with Chief State. And then Fraser was like... Yo, let's do the UK. And then I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's from there, right?
He's from there, yeah.
And I was
exactly.
like, this would have never happened if we never played no dang music. And I was like, this is crazy. It can really, like, change a person's life, you know?
Yeah.
And if anybody out there is listening, if they got a band or if they want to do music, man, we're living proof that you can do it. You can be from anywhere. You could be from Edmonton, Alberta.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only scary until you do it.
It's only scary. It's just like getting into a really cold pool. You just dip your toes, it seems scary. But once you jump in, it may be a little tough, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
chill out. You'll yeah. warm up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And just for context, too, because I'm sure there are listeners from the U.S. and from Europe and other places in the world, which is something wild for me,
yeah,
you know,
hey.
You know, like my editor says to me, like, he gets all the information each year or whatever, and he'll say, like, yeah, people in like X number of countries listen to Spinning Thoughts, and I'm like there's some kid in Europe like literally listening to this, and that is wild to me. So
yeah,
you know, I can relate to some degree on that. Given that things are, as we've said, moving in the right direction, you're just finishing up this tour, which went all the way across Canada, yes? From west to east,
yeah,
and then back, right?
Yeah.
And so what was it, like a month, 6 weeks, something like that?
Four weeks.
About a month?
A month on.
Yeah.
Right. And so the question then becomes, what is next for Calling All Captains?
Studio.
Yeah, we're going in the studio. Right when we get back from the tour, we got planned to go with our producer for Slowly Getting Better. His name is Quinn. And we're going to go try and do a couple songs, maybe more than that, and just see where it takes us. You know, we got plans to record as much music as possible and work with New Damage to keep a super consistent release schedule, not have years in between releases and,
right,
you know, do more right. touring out in Canada, not have 4 years in between
yes.
a Spinning Thoughts interview.
That's right. You know? That's right.
Yeah.
And so you're going in the studio, and is that in Edmonton or is that elsewhere?
Edmonton.
Yeah. That's
in your hometown.
That's gonna be the same place.
Hometown.
Audio department, classic. Yeah, we just we're from Edmonton. We write songs in Edmonton. We record songs in Edmonton.
Well, and that's gotta be cool for your producer though too, to see that the work he's doing with you is now getting disseminated like all over the world.
Yeah, true. You know, but he's got his own rock band. Like,
he's way cooler.
Yeah, he's way cooler than us. He rips amazing guitar solos in front of thousands of people, like on tour with Slash, you know, like, you know, like, he's so cool. I think, you know what's probably cool for him is just watching the type of band we've become throughout these years, because he's recorded mine and Connor's first band when he was still recording outside of his home in the basement. So, like...
Everything we've ever done with him.
Yeah, everything that... Yeah, legit. Everything Connor and
except for
when I did with Greg, but that was with the metalcore band.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's like... It's crazy that we've watched Quinn go from working out of his basement to now working out of, like, the highest level studio in Edmonton to us playing to, you know, a handful of people to now we're playing to, you know... rocking shows across the nation, you know?
It's you're selling out shows in places you've never played before. Yeah, like which is wild.
Yeah, we sold out Halifax. Like, what? Yeah, we're in Halifax. Like, what? Like,
and we're going to end the tour opening for Billy Talent, so that's cool.
Yeah, like, that's super cool. Just dash that in there. Yeah. Man. Like, it's just all a big trip, man.
I've seen those once-offs, those really big once-offs, come up now and again, like you got the Billy Talent show coming up. I've had Pierce the Veil, that was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And then I think we touched on it in our last interview. Was it Calgary with the Offspring?
Calgary and Edmonton with the Offspring.
Calgary and Edmonton with the Offspring.
We technically toured with the Offspring.
We did. We technically.
Very technically.
We did the Alberta leg of their tour. Yeah.
We played a show with Our Lady Peace at a festival in Edmonton.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who else?
Silverstein.
Yes.
We opened up for God back in the day too.
Oh, and
we
get Trash Boat.
We get to see him again.
Yeah, we get to see him again. They won't remember us.
Well, who knows?
But, thanks for spending some time again here with Spinning Thoughts. As I say, it's just been great to see all the good things that have been happening for Calling All Captains over the years. And just kind of walking alongside as all these cool things happen. And so it is, as always, just really great to see you guys. And just as we finish up, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yes, actually. Right now we're on tour with this Canada tour has had two bands with us. And we're very lucky to have on the West leg, we had Chief State with us. Mm-hmm. They've been our biggest homies forever.
Amazing people.
And on the East, we have had new good friends, even dare I even say best homies in Sudden Waves. They're all such amazing people, especially their content creator, Miha, as well. I don't want to exclude her, but this whole tour has had some amazing friends, some amazing shows, and what's next for Captains? Just more of this. Let's keep it rolling.
We're cooking.
Ten toes on the ground. We running, baby. Let's cook it.
Sure.
Yeah. Awesome. And maybe share your socials.
You can just go to one place. If you go to callingallcaptainsband.com, you'll find everything you need to know about us there. You can get music, you can get merch, you can get tour dates, you can I think we might have a scavenger hunt on there. Maybe that's a work in progress. We'll see.
And you got your links to Instagram.
Yeah, all the socials. Yeah, we got TikTok, Instagram. Follow. So Brad handles all the social media, like everything except for Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
don't
me.
Hold it against.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's all me. So come follow
that's
on Twitter.
Why it's unhinged.
That's why it's crazy.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you again, fellas, for spending some time here with us at Spinning Thoughts. And until next time, we will share music, spread love. Thanks again.
All right, see you, man.
Once again, I want to thank Calling All Captains for being our guest here on episode 238 of Spinning Thoughts. And thank you, Dan, for sitting down and talking to the band. Always love the conversations that you have with our friends in the music world. Check out all the music that Calling All Captains has. They are hustling here at the end of 2023, and I can't wait to see what they've got going on in 2024. If you like what we've got going on here at Spinning Thoughts, the best thing you can do is hit the like button and make sure you're subscribed on whatever platform you're checking this out on. You can follow us on all social media at Spin Thoughts. Our website is thespinningthoughts.com, and we have premiere episodes every Thursday at midnight Eastern on Adobe Radio. Go check out the friends at Adobe Radio. There's a bunch of shows and personalities and social media content that you can consume. And I just got to say, I love you, Adobe. Thanks for letting us be part of this family. And I can't wait to see what we do, what Adobe does, and what all of you out there listening to this do in the new year that's coming up. We've still got some more content coming here in 2023, but I can't wait to round the corner with all of you. Until next time, make sure you share music, spread love.